All right, welcome. Today we are taking a deep dive into something I think pretty much every golfer hates.
Oh yeah, the rain.
Playing golf in the pouring rain. And we're going to be using some really fantastic tips you sent over from the Golf Day Buddy app. Our mission is to basically pull out the best secrets for playing well and staying safe when it's just soaked out there.
Exactly. And we are focusing on simple, quick ways to adapt. Because, you know, a course like Fancourt or the Gary Player Country Club,
the weather can turn on you.
Oh, we can get really tricky really fast. So this is all about quick wins.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start with gear. What's the one simple thing that gives us the biggest benefit?
The biggest benefit is all about comfort and control.
Right.
You need clothes made of that special waterproof material, of course, jackets, trousers, so you don't get soaked.
Right.
But the real key, I think, is good waterproof shoes with spikes. That's what stops you from slipping on the wet ground.
And that's key for the swing.
It is. And don't forget the wet weather gloves.
Oh, yeah, like the ones from Callaway or TaylorMade?
Yes, exactly. Those are designed to help you hold the club tight, even when everything is slick.
And a good umbrella, I assume.
A sturdy umbrella is a must. It protects you and your clubs.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. How do we need to change the way we swing?
The benefit of changing your swing is really just about better balance.
Better balance.
You want to use a smooth swing, not a sudden jerky one. And spread your feet a little wider.
Wider for more stability.
Exactly. For stability.
Now, the Golf Day Buddy app also talks about local knowledge. Mm-hmm. So what does checking the ground first, you know, course assessment, what does it have to actually do for us?
It's a huge benefit. It helps you spot all the soft spots or maybe even little puddles.
Oh, I see.
Rain makes the green so much slower. So the benefit of checking first is, you know, you need to putt with a slightly firmer stroke.
Just to make sure the ball gets to the hole?
To make sure it goes far enough, yeah. This is especially true at a place like Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club.
So what does this all mean for, you know, safety and for taking care of our stuff?
Well, safety is number one, always. If you hear thunder or you see those really dark clouds rolling in,
stop playing.
Stop playing right away and go find a shelter. You know, use a weather app on your phone.
For sure. And what's the benefit of cleaning up right after the round? The source seems to think that's really important.
The big benefit there is preventing damage, things like rust and mold.
Ah.
So you have to wipe your clubs down right away with a towel. The Golf Day Buddy app even says to use warm, soapy water to clean the club heads.
Get all the gunk out.
Exactly. Mm. And then dry everything completely before you put it away in a cool, dry place. Mm. Oh, and also change out of your wet clothes and maybe take a warm shower. It just helps you avoid getting sick.
So we took a deep dive into playing wet golf, focusing on comfort, control, and these great South African strategies, all from the Golf Day Buddy app.
Yeah, we learned that preparation is it's huge. From the gear you wear to checking the green before you even putt.
So what does this all mean? We learned that if you choose a club one length longer than usual, it helps in the rain because the ball just won't roll as far.
Right, you're making up for that lost roll.
Exactly. So if that's the simple trick for rain, what other simple one-club adjustment could give you a huge advantage when the sun finally comes out?
Mm, that's a good one.
You know, when it's scorching hot and the ball is just flying forever, something for you to mull over until next time.